right. Here's a little something to bring you up to speed. We mentioned the January 6th commission there. Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected and denied a request from former President Donald Trump to block committee subpoenas from the January 6th committee, which is obviously a stacked committee of Democrats only. The court noted the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit had ruled that Trump would have lost the case even if he were still president. A couple of justices clearly did not agree with that decision, one being Clarence Thomas. He would have granted Trump's motion. And Justice Brett Kavanaugh, I don't know what to make of him yet, released a statement. A former president must be able to successfully invoke the presidential communications privilege for communications that occurred during his presidency, even if the current president does not support the privilege claim. Concluding otherwise would eviscerate the executive privilege for presidential communications. And so Kavanaugh is saying you can't just, otherwise you're not going to communicate. Everything's going to be, you know, hidden and so forth. Subpoenas have gone to Alphabet, Meta, Reddit, and Twitter in search of documents. They have also subpoenaed members of Trump's inner circle, including Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and Boris Epstein. Several Republicans have rejected those investigations and those subpoenas. Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Roger Stone saying, thanks, no thanks. No interest in participating in your circus. And so there you go. The Supreme Court apparently clearing the way for documents to be subpoenaed from the inner circle of Donald Trump. We'll see where that goes. You know the way these things often go, my guess, they're going to try to turn it into political hay, obviously, are the Democrats, and try to claim that there was some sort of, you know, coup attempt, the first unarmed coup attempt in world history. But apparently they're going to claim that, and it was led by Donald Trump, who wasn't even there and began long before he even concluded his speech. But hey, it's your bit of fiction. Write it however you want. So they're going to try to make political hay out of it because, as you can see everywhere else, it's a disastrous year for the Democrats. It's getting worse. And why? Mostly because of inflation in the economy, which is the number one concern of Americans right now. And if you thought the new year would bring some relief to the cost of everything, well, you were wrong. Very, very wrong. In fact, let's go out to New York and check on prices there. Listen to this.
I hate to say it, but expect to pay more at the pump. Crude oil prices in the U.S. rose nearly 2%, now over $85 a barrel. Prices haven't even been that high since October of 2014. Experts believe gas prices, which typically lag behind oil, will soon follow the rising prices. Right now, AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.31. Now, let's see what the latest prices are like right here in the Hudson Valley. Today's average for a gallon of regular in Westchester is $3.69. In Rockland, $3.66. In Orange, $3.46. Those prices are unchanged, luckily, from yesterday. In Putnam, it's coming in at $3.59 a gallon. Dutchess at $3.52. And that's up a penny in the last day. Ulster is at $3.35 a gallon.
And there you have it, $3.50, $3.60, $3.70, soon to be $4.10, $4.25. $4.50, $5. $5 gas in the state of New York. That might even be enough for the state of New York to say, we've had enough of your socialist nonsense. $5 gas as they're saying no more exploration for energy in federal lands. That might be enough to swing some votes, do you think? I'm telling you, right now, 80 seats. 80 seats picked up by the Republicans. Not out of the question. Six seats in the Senate, not out of the question. In fact, it might turn out to be the answer. How do you rein in this bad behavior? By stopping it dead in its tracks. That's how you do it. Meanwhile, over on CNN, how about the big ugly question? What is the big ugly question? Listen, here it is.
Or every president has some struggles in the first year. Some have a lot of successes as well. This president had some, but they're overshadowed at the moment. Maybe the issue is Afghanistan to some voter. Maybe it's COVID to another. Maybe it's inflation to another, where they look at what candidate Biden said or President Biden said, and it doesn't match the reality. Is his challenge today the specifics, or is it more the big picture? I promised you competence. I promised you new leadership. Where is it?
I promised you competence. I promised you new leadership. Where is it? That's the big ugly question. Where's the competence? Where's the leadership? All right. Before we wrap this hour out, the NCAA has changed its transgender athlete participation policy among ugly backlash from America because of intact men swimming against women in competition. Leah Thomas, a transgender, swimming against women and winning races. He swam as a man for 3 years because he is. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and the International Olympic Committee. We are steadfast in our support of transgender student athletes and the fostering of fairness across college sports, said the president of the NCAA board's chairman, John DeGioia of Georgetown. The new policy is effective immediately. The Board of Governors voted to pass the new policy as it preserves opportunity for transgender student athletes while balancing fairness, inclusion, and safety for all who compete, whatever that gobbledygook is. It is important that NCAA member schools, conferences, and college athletes compete in an inclusive, fair, safe, and respectful environment. Blah, blah, blah. Men should not be competing against women. What part of that are you not understanding? If you competed as a man at the collegiate level, you don't get the chance to jump over and say, hey, I changed my mind. No. Sorry you changed your mind. I don't know what they're going to do here. 80% of U.S. Olympians are current or former college athletes. The policy alignment provides consistency and further strengthens the relationship between college sports and the U.S. Olympics. About the time I see a transgender individual competing on the Olympic team is the last time, I will ever watch the Olympics. That's my perspective, and that's my point of view. What's yours? Drop me a note, stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week.